we had to do an article on whatever we chose to write on, and I selected the decline in the cold pack lunch and the rise in the hot lunch. You know, schools haven't always had, black schools haven't always had lunchrooms. Mm-hmm. And I did a book on that. And when I did this article on that and carried it to my teacher, she accepted it, however, but some parts of it was, I had paid $6 to have it typed. And she said the terminology was a little bit too high for children on that grade level. I said, I got it out the glossary of the back of the book. But anyway, I wrote it and I brought it back, and I didn't say anything to anybody about it. And she told me it was too high class. Then I had to do it over, and she gave me a B. It was beyond A work, but she said it was too high class for children on the ninth grade level. And I forgot that teacher's name. I think her name was Mrs. Reeves. And so, anyway, I brought the article back into the community in which I worked, into the school. And then, eventually, about a month or so after then, after I came home, the Birmingham News Age Herald here put out an award to be given the school that had the best write-up on the work that they were doing in the school and everything, and what kind of projects they were carrying on and everything. So I had written that. And another thing along with that, I had boys in the ninth grade who did not have any money to spend. They couldn't buy lunches or anything, so I organized a work program for the boys. And I included that in there to show how they could work in school and yet earn money. And they did. They would go out. I would give them 3 hours a day to go out, and we had 3 different groups. Each group had a captain. Each captain had workers under him. The captain would go out and intercede for the jobs and make the arrangements, and then take the workers out to work. Mm-hmm. When the workers would go out to work, they were under the jurisdiction of their captain. And they cleaned up hog pens, painted fences, porches, furniture, kitchens, and whatever not. So one day the supervisor came. Well, the superintendent of education, he won't know what the children were doing looking like that. I said, they're going out to work. He said, well, I'm going to work today, but I don't look like that. I said, you're not going to do the type of work that they're doing. And they didn't bother with my program at all. So the boys went out to do the work, and the captain would set the price. When the boys come in, I had a boy in the ninth grade who didn't know a 1 from a 2 and a 6 from a 7. And he had no mathematical knowledge at all. So when they made the money was brought, the captain would bring it to the school. They weren't allowed to have it. We had a secretary. And the secretary would put on what each group made. And at the end of the week, they were given, let me tell it right now, they were given 60% of what they made. Mm-hmm. They were given 60% of what they made. Then 40% went to the school. Then when the total 40% was done on all the groups, then each captain would get 60% of the 40%. And so I included that in my book. Mm-hmm. And so one day I said to the teachers, I said, well, I'm going to participate in this contest at the Birmingham Post Herald is offering this award for. And I said, so we'll get to work, and we finished it up. And I had boys do graphs. I have it here. If I can find it, I'll show it to you. And I had the boys do graphs on showing the decline in the cold pack lunch, you know, and, mm-hmm. and the lunch, and show, had them in their work clothes. I mean, had them working and everything, pictures of it. So when I got ready to take it up there, I said, I'm going to take it out. I said, I would not do this. And something said, go on. And I was the last one. And when I went to the courthouse to deliver the, I had to take the Birmingham News. I went to the courthouse, and I happened to see my brother-in-law. And I said, will you run me to the Birmingham News? He said, yes. So when I got there, and I said, here's my article for the Birmingham Post Age Herald from the PTA. And they said, well, the basket is gone. So they're carrying all of me. And she said, put it down there. And I just picked the basket and walked on out. And I just did it for cooperation. And so the next Sunday, it was in the early part of the week, one of the supervisors called me and said, Mrs. I said, yes, why you weren't at the program Saturday? I said, what program? I said, don't you know you won that first prize put out by the Birmingham Youth Age Herald?